All right, let's talk art and culture just for a few minutes. I don't want you to think that we're getting civilized and intelligent on this part of the program. No. But let me ask you, have you ever been to a museum, art gallery, something of the nature, and you've seen a piece of work that others are oohing and aahing over? Maybe it has a very high price tag on it if it's a gallery that is selling the artwork, and you just look at it and go, I don't get it. I don't understand this.
Sure.
If I'm not mistaken, there was a piece of artwork, and I read about this. I didn't see it. It was a 3x3 or maybe even a 4x4 square canvas that was painted blue.
Okay.
Blue. Now, I'm going to give you, it was a very nice shade of blue. It wasn't your basic blue. It was a nice blue.
Relaxing. Some things you're not meant to understand.
But it was just blue. And this was an expensive piece of art from a very famous art. And I just be honest with you, I looked at it and I went, I don't get this. I don't understand it.
You know what I don't like? And this is my problem. You go to, like, the Museum of Modern Art. It's in the Guggenheim Museum. That's the Frank Lloyd Wright building, big circular, unusual-looking building.
The building itself is a piece of artwork.
But you go there, and you look at the galleries, and you're right. Some of these things look like just paint splatters.
Right, the Pollock tradition. Yeah. Right.
And someone will be standing next to you looking at the same picture.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be saying something like, oh, this is deep.
Mm.
Oh, I get the meaning there. This one depicts anger and emotion. Mm. And I always just feel stupid when I'm looking at that.
Well,
I'm not getting this at all.
You just look at him and go, oh, you're high.
This piece of artwork is priceless.
Yeah.
Really?
No. This piece of art was done when the artist was in his epileptic phase. The reason I bring this up is I just came across a story about a piece of art that I think is the height of this ridiculousness. In the Mojave Desert, miles away from civilization and without anything around it, is a public pool. A full-sized public pool. It has solar-run filtering system and automatic chlorine system so that basically it's autonomous. It's a 11x5-foot social pool. Why is it in the Southern California desert? It was placed there by artist Alfredo Busculia, and it was installed, as he puts it, as a, quote, nod toward the phenomenon of large-scale land art institutions in deserts around the American West.
Sure.
What?
Well, of course.
What? By that, I'm going to assume that there are other large artistic creations in the southwestern deserts of the United States? Okay.
That apparently you can also go to have a relaxing day of cooling off in the desert?
He says that in its purposefully slick absurdity and inherent stance against nature, the social pool combines elements of the sublime and the ridiculous. He goes on to say it's his stance and it's his commentary on how far humanity will go in its travels and its difficulty, how far we'll go and what we'll go through to get to the place where we can relax, tune out from technology, and find ourselves.
I would be annoyed to be in the presence of someone like this. You just look at it. Shut the heck up, okay?
You, Alfredo, your pie hole. Shut it.
Absolutely.
Now, you can visit this pool if you like. You can. The way you get there is you go to the Mack Center for Art and Architecture in West Hollywood, California.
I am certain that I would not like.
You get the key to the pool, which, by the way, it's open. There is no infrastructure around it, so I'm not sure exactly what you get the key to. Perhaps it unlocks the cover. All right, maybe there's a sliding.
You think,
maybe it's a sliding cover on this pool.
Mm-hmm.
You get the key and GPS coordinates. That's it. You then have to find your way to the pool. Again, keep in mind, his purpose of this is to explain in an absurd fashion what we as humanity go through for a vacation. So you get GPS coordinates and you get a warning. you will have to hike quite a ways off the road once in order to get there. There are no signs. You must simply follow your GPS, which we all know how great of a signal we get in remote areas, don't we?
Of course.
So,
well,
good
luck
with that.
I have Sprint. I have an issue getting a signal anywhere.
So that's
the idea. He makes it difficult for you to get to...
To exemplify what you and I, as a normal human being, will go through in order to have a good vacation. And there it is. That's
it. You are a rat in a maze for this guy. Who would do that? Who would do that?
You know what, Chris? I think I would do that.
Would you really?
I honestly, because...
There it is.
Okay,
See, this is it. This is a perfect example.
I
look at it and go, that's dumb. I am not going to spend hours trying to find a pool so that when I get there... Now, keep in mind, this is the middle of the desert. There's nothing around it. So what you do is you get to go to the pool, get in the pool, and bake in the sun until you feel like you are red enough, and then you go home. You would do this.
I think it would be refreshing to head out there in the middle of this desert in something so contrasting to that environment, this pool in the middle of the desert, to go out there and why not just relax for a little bit, relax for a couple of maybe an hour or so, and then
would you
a day out of it.
Would you take pictures and post it to your social media?
I would certainly take pictures, but I wouldn't have the signal to post it to my social media until I got home.
See, and
how far off the road are you willing to hike to get to this thing in the middle of nowhere?
I would be willing to bet you that it's probably a half a mile away from a road.
Grab a couple of friends, make a day out of it. It's a fun story that you can share.
Sure, grab a couple friends so that if somebody has an accident, you can live off of their...
Right.
Off of them.
Right, of course.
I completely understand what you're saying. There it is. There is your story of the absurd. Well, that's just one story of the absurd. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We're coming back.
I used to work security. I'm not a confrontational guy, so that's not a job for me. Plus, security is the dumbest job in the world. When you don't get no gun or a stick or anything, you just kind of stand there like a jackass with them shiny shoes on. Nobody respects you. Ain't nobody scared of you. I used to get to work. All I got was a walkie-talkie, a flashlight, and a pencil to write with. What am I going to do with a pencil? Sketch a weapon and make a mean face? Yeah. You work security. You ain't got no gun. You're just a paid witness. You just get paid to see things. A lady got mugged in my building, right? Dude hit her in the head, snatched her purse, and ran off. Now, personally, I thought that was hilarious. Not my manager. He was upset. He was like, Harris, she didn't do anything? I was like, no, sir, but I saw the whole thing. It went that way. Big black dude like me. And she was mad at me. She's like, you ass. You're supposed to protect and serve. I was like, no, I don't. You got me confused with the police. That's what they do. I'm a security guard. All I do is secure and describe. That's what I do. That's it.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text news to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.